Hello once again, and thank you for tuning on in. This is Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons Real Play podcast, episode 38. Let's go ahead and let's get right on into this skills challenge with Rithrak and his kobold entourage.
So, what you can tell is that the kobolds are divided. You have started a kobold civil war.
Hell yeah.
I side with kobold Captain America.
Yes. About half of the kobolds are fiercely loyal to Rithrak. They start loading net guns. The other half are defecting and are claiming new allegiance towards an actual dragon. They are loading net guns. It's like the Cold War, but with net guns.
So the Cold War.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works.
Yeah.
Just Russian and American spies just shooting net guns at each other.
Who was the first to get a net gun in space?
Right. So, as this is starting to happen, you guys are going to see all around you in these various little busted out cars, yet more kobolds who are disguised as cars. Like, they're like wearing part of a car door, like as camouflage.
Mm-hmm.
Hop up and start fighting each other. So, roll me some initiative.
All right.
I think that went pretty well.
I rolled a one.
Ooh, that's real shit. I rolled...
So, four total.
Beat this, Tim. I rolled a two.
Eight total.
Eight total?
22.
10 total.
Four 22, total.
10 total for Patton?
Mm-hmm.
Four total?
For Tim.
Holy shit.
I rolled a one. Yeah.
No, Patton and John had the exact same initiative rolls as the last time we had an encounter.
Shit.
Weird.
Tim, wait, are you still, your modifier,
you're factoring
right?
in your new feat right there, Patton?
Yeah, I have a plus eight in total, I think.
Oh, so you rolled a two. Okay.
Yeah, I rolled a two.
So, first up, one of the few players not currently incapacitated.
I'm not incapacitated. I'm sitting in the fucking cab, man.
Just booling.
So, you look out in front of you and you see a massive kobold civil war. Several have started to come up towards the car and are expectantly waiting for orders. You have like about five who are dressed as one car. Like they each have, like one of them is holding up a hood, the other two have doors.
That's the kind of squad we need on our side.
Like they're in a phalanx position there. And they go up and look at you. You see kobolds falling from the windows onto the grass in net guns. These guys seem to really like these whole net gun things.
It is pure chaos.
I'm going to try and rally our bolds, increase their morale to give them a plus two to speed and dexterity.
What?
What?
I'm going to rally the troops.
I think that was a World of Warcraft reference.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, you bastard. Why? Why you gotta do this to me? I don't know World of Warcraft references. I'm sure that wasn't a lay epic joke.
It was probably really unfunny.
I can get away with every single one of Patton's potions being a Homestuck reference because none of you fuckers will get it.
I don't think they are.
Yeah.
This is going to be...
I think you're just being clever.
The most upvoted episode of Revival. Anyway.
Oh my god, I hate you so much. Narwhals, bacon, whatever the fuck.
I vote we let the kobolds kill and eat Jerry.
How about go fuck yourself? So would that be diplomacy?
Sure, if you want to rally the troops with a little inspirational speech there. Go all Independence Day on him.
Before I do that, I'm going to activate Beguiling Tongue, which is an encounter power. That gives me a plus five yep. power bonus. To my next diplomacy intimidate, or I'm not looking at the
and
skill.
You're gonna roll in that one, so please roll.
Here we go. All right, well, you see, that's a 17. That's a 17 in total.
What did you roll in that one?
No, I rolled a five.
Oh shit, wait, how is that with your plus five only a 17?
5 plus 5, 10. I have a 7 in diplomacy.
Oh, you only have a 7 in diplomacy?
Yeah, it's not trained.
Oh, okay. I thought it was.
Or I could like phrase it as, if these bolds don't get the job done, Red's going to eat them. And just,
no, you already declared a diplomacy.
Yeah, you
that.
Can't you change the role after yeah, afterwards to make it better.
But yeah, so 17.
Right. Okay. 17? Wasn't it? Was it not?
5, 5, 17. 17.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So 17 is not going to do it.
Shit.
How many successes and failures do we need here?
This is fairly simple, so it's going to be 8 successes, 3 failures.
Oh, fuck.
Just 8 and 3.
Can I action point?
So, you could.
I don't want to yet.
Yep. So that's 1 failure.
How does it fail?
I'm going to stumble over my words a little bit. All right, guys. You, as the car, you look really, I'm just going to start fumbling.
You know, like if I was doing it.
You're going to try and be inspiring there, but you're just going to end up confusing them. At which point they're going to misinterpret what you're saying. Right? And they're just going to charge headlong into danger and get caught in one of the traps.
Damn.
They're going to trigger one of these traps and you're just going to see a catapult. Like they're going to step on a little pressure plate and you're going to see a catapult from the roof just fling this very, very, very large, yeah, like, you know, one of those really obnoxious huge beanbag chairs that like every college student has. It's going to trebuchet one of those at these guys and they're just going to get wiped out clean. Just foomp.
They did it.
I'm pretty sure their car is totaled. Anyway, next up, Patton. All right. You're in a net.
So Patton's going to be wiggling around here. I'm going to try and get my... Do I have to roll to break out of these ropes here first?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily, if you can figure out something else to do.
Not necessarily.
Also, it is mass hysteria out here right now. As there is gunfire everywhere, which they are not very good at aiming with, but they are very accurate with these things that are much lighter. So, all manner of semi-lethal and non-lethal weaponry are being implemented. Kobolds are a bit more fond of capturing people and stealing things from them than just out and out killing them.
Now, for the pro red and the pro was it Rithak? I think that was the same. Now, are they kind of split to their own sides, or is this just a fucking mess?
Oh no, they've split to their own sides a bit, but it's also a mess.
Yeah, you know, it's not like a properly like on organized the building
on the building to your left, the rooftop of that is primarily people on your side, and then over to the right on the rooftop of another building are the pro Rithak goons.
All right. Now, I guess I'll go ahead and I'll do perception for this first. So I want to. So on these crappy little structures here, I want to see if I can see a majority of pro Rithak guys on one of these structures and see if I can notice any structural weaknesses in there. With we'll go with dungeoneering. I think this fits dungeoneering pretty well.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Roll the 20, baby.
Nat.
Yep.
Jesus.
Okay, so on that, what you notice is half of these buildings are burnt out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not much in the way of good things has happened to these, right? These rope bridges are secured by anchors that are barely held together, and in fact, several of them are breaking. It seems like they just kind of break and rebuild them all the damn time. And namely, on the building that these Rithak supporters are standing on top of, the entire foundation is burnt and rotted.
Oh, wow.
This thing would get knocked over by a stiff breeze.
Incredible.
Like, all you would need to do is take out, like, one or two key supports, the only things that are holding this thing up, and the whole thing is going to come crashing down.
Good to know. I'll go ahead and I'll relay that to Jerry, because I think it's only me and Jerry on top of the roof here still. So.
Yep. All right. So, Jerry, what you're going to see is that little, the supports are going to kind of get highlighted in your vision.
In my vision?
As you're going to see more of the, more of that little, the little holographic relay come over. It seems like it's kicking into effect in here, that augmented reality stuff.
Ooh, buddy.
Yeah, you see them. Everybody sees those get highlighted. The supports with a little notice from Patton that just says, you know, like structurally weak. Y'all get a little objective tick there. Alrighty. Next up, Elias. So you're in the cab right now.
Yeah.
Your students are standing behind you. They're looking up at you, kind of with a look of, is this normal? Is this part of the class?
I'm going to shrug and say, adjust my tie and say, hold on just a moment.
Just so you know, again, this is D&D time. So this has all been only going on for like, you know, 40 seconds as Dr. Robo and Alonso are just now probably like pulling up.
Okay, first
thing. And seeing all of this whack nonsense.
Yeah, first things first. How far away from am I from the structure that was highlighted in my vision?
Not very. So you're in the middle, like roughly the middle of this car park.
Mm-hmm.
And the building is only like maybe like 150 meters away from you.
Okay. So first things first, I'm going to say Specky backpack mode.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going
Specky
to...
Specky is going to, you know, hop in, do backpack mode.
Exactly. And I'm going to open the cab door and say, yeah, I'll be right back. 1 second. Don't worry about
Mavala
this.
Mavala, as you look back, you see Mavala's face is literally pressed against the glass.
Yeah, I'm going to adjust my tie, and I'm going to roll acrobatics to deftly, I guess you would say, flip.
Deftly,
yeah,
yes.
Deftly flip and jump my way, basically like wind through the willows almost, mm-hmm. Through this crowd, and what I'm going to try and do is kick out one of the supports, just one.
Okay.
That will be 22.
22? Okay, so on a 22, you're jumping through this chaos, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're jumping. You start making your way across the car park, and at one point you see rising up from the ground in front of you, like several of these kobolds raise a big old spiked wall, like false tarmac, and start rushing it at you, at which point... underneath your feet, you see several kobolds, again with the car door motif going on, come up under you, raise the car door up, grab, like, you land on it.
Yeah, I'll
and
spring
they push
off
you
of
up and launch you.
Yeah.
You spring off of them.
I'll do a backflip over that spike wall, and then I want
to kick... Yeah, as you rush on over towards this building, and you and Specky... can just, you know, you grab onto one of them, Specky reinforces your arms a bit, and you pull and you just yank this thing out. It's a, like, it's reinforced concrete and everything,
mm-hmm.
or it was, but it's more or less crumbled, and the metal is easy enough to break, like the rebar and
yeah
and stuff in there.
I want to grab a big piece of rebar, like the heaviest that I can probably swing easily. And what mm-hmm. I want to do is I want to hold it up, tap it to the other support, and just make a gesture like, I'm going to bring this thing down if you guys don't back off.
Right. So, that'll be two successes. Next up, John.
All right. So, I'm free of the ropes, right?
Yeah, you can be. Okay. Very easily.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. So, I'm going to get up, and I'm going to... move to the nearest, I don't know, tree stump or, like, lunch bench, like a picnic bench or whatever. Just something to stand mm-hmm. on. And I'm going to start preaching, and I'm not going to stop preaching. I want to do an endurance
okay.
roll.
Fantastic.
What are you going to do about What's his face? The guy you just headbutted.
Rithak?
Yeah, Rithak. Is he unconscious?
No.
Okay, is he not fucking with
me?
He's
pissed. No, he's pissed.
Okay, can I leave him for a second?
Yeah, if you're going to do this, it is going to be implied that you are ignoring what he is doing in attempting to attack you.
Sure.
Or just like hunkering through it.
Yeah unless endurance. You start shooting at me specifically.
I mean, that's what he's going to do.
Okay.
But you can still do the endurance thing. It would be sick.
Yeah, don't fucking shoot me though, please.
No promises.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. Good enough for me. Okay. Hop up on the nearest tree stump. Oh, fuck. That was bad. Can I action point?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to hop up on the nearest picnic bench. Okay, I critted.
Nat 20?
Yeah.
Okay. So thank on God. Nat 20, you hop on the picnic bench, you whip out the Bible, you start yelling. The kobolds in your command don't seem to know what's going on, but they're getting into it. Like... Mm-hmm. And you can see them start to, glow, as it seems like they are actually getting some form of effect from this.
I mean, he is really big, and he is yelling a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like this is some form of improvised spellcasting.
Yes.
But you're going to see, he stumbles back up after getting headbutted. His nose is bleeding quite a bit. From his back, he is going to pull out a fairly large shotgun.
Jesus.
Kind of put it on the ground, pull down with both hands to cock it. Like, to do the pump, like... And he's going to, like, pull it up, aim it directly at John, like, basically point blank. Shoot directly at him, right? And you're going to see, just hear, boom, as, everybody is going to stop, look at John, right? You're going to see just like a hole in that, like right at about his heart where there's a buckshot or like a big old deer slug would go, right? And he doesn't even break stride. You might pause for a little bit, but just keep going. And John, what you notice there is... Right, you got hit by this thing,
mm-hmm.
Right? But you just hear something tink, fall off like down to the ground, and you see just this crumpled sheet of metal, right? As you look down, and you barely even felt the hit. As you guys see that that chain that he had, like the chain armor, the jersey. Kind of exploded into and reinforced, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that
starts to glow fairly bright.
Cool.
Rithak is going to just look at you. He's going to start frantically trying to pump the shotgun again.
Jesus, he's not learning.
If a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand.
Bang!
And if Satan and just rise up going. Against himself... And be divided. He cannot stand, but has an end.
And he's just going to start tanking these shots.
That's fucking sick. Who's up next?
John is temporarily bulletproof.
I rolled a 2 that first time. It would have been a 12.
John got to the wrong page originally.
Also, just so you know as well, mm-hmm. This is... It's starting to hurt, though. Like, you're probably going to end up with some pretty bad bruising or, entirely a cracked okay rib. But yeah, he's just firing big-ass slugs at you that are just not piercing through anything. Right. That is going to be 2 successes.
1 failure. No, that's 3 successes.
Wait, that's 3, right?
No, I mean, that one counts for 2.
That one counts for 2. Gotcha. Okay. 4 successes.
As a lot of the members, the people on the building that Elias is currently in the process of destroying are starting to abandon ship and move over to the other side.
Yeah, that's kind of the goal here. I don't think we want to try and, like, piss off a whole bunch of... Like, we probably don't want to have a whole faction of kobolds that want to fuck us up for the next however long.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Yes. So, next up, Jiron.
All right, so I'm still on the roof of the truck, right?
Yes.
All right, so...
Sheer chaos.
Sheer chaos. All right, so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to try and knock down that structure, if I can.
Wait, the one that I'm doing?
Yeah. Well, not that one.
No. Remember, I'm threatening to bring it down. I don't actually want to bring it down.
Right, okay. Well, I guess what I could do then is I could... Is there, like, fire around the place I can just stir up and, like, have a dragon burst out of, or, like, an image of a dragon burst out of?
Remember, you speak Draconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, get a projection of a dragon, have it speak Draconic as it intimidate.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds awesome.
Ooh.
Just get out a lighter and...
Right. So that's what I'm planning on doing. Would that be intimidate or bluff?
That would, it depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to convince your, kobolds that, like the avatar of the dragon is behind them and on your side, then bluff. If you're trying to scare the ever loving crap out of the other ones, intimidate.
Okay. Let's go with a bluff on this one then. We're going to, since rallying them my way didn't work the first time, if I'm an avatar of red, they'll probably be okay with it.
So, Jiron is trying to do magic ventriloquism.
Essentially. So that's a 32.
32?
Wait, you're trained in bluff?
Okay.
Then? Yeah.
He's got like a 15 in it or something.
Yeah, I have a 15 in bluff.
And you rolled a 16?
Jeez. So... You're going to, the rest of you as Jiron is going to kind of like, you know, crouch down, cover his mouth a bit, right? Mm-hmm. And everything, like, kneel over in pain or something, like, fake.
He's going to drink a cup of water.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, really thirsty. You're going to see the building that your kobolds are staying on, like, the back of it is going to catch on fire. And you're going to hear a loud roar as you see a massive flaming dragon head is going to arise out of the center of it and breathe fire on top of your kobolds, right? You know, breathe fire.
Mm-hmm.
At which point your kobolds are going to yell, "We are invincible!" and charge.
Nice.
I don't think they're invincible.
They're invincible as long as they believe they're invincible. Look at them go.
Look at them go.
Little scamps.
All right.
So, that's a success. As your kobolds are now whipped into a fighting frenzy as they start to storm across the rope bridges, unafraid of being in single combat.
Or getting hit with net guns.
Yeah. So, next up is going to be Patton.
All right. So,
your kobolds are whipped into a noble battle fervor. They start to charge across, many falling off of the rope bridges into the traps below. But they seem to be ignoring that bit. The ones that aren't in traps are claiming to be invincible. The ones that are in traps are claiming to be invincible.
Being invincible is all a state of mind. Look at John. So, I'm going to go ahead and... So, is there any more of these scaffolds that is, you know, any of them still standing that just seems to be the Rithrax?
Yes. Over, like, directly above where Elias is.
Directly above where Elias is, huh?
Don't bring down my building. I'm doing stuff over here.
All right. So.
You need three more successes.
All right. So I'll go ahead and I'll do this instead. So
Instead so Destiny Orisak is still just kind of shooting John.
I'm getting to it.
I'm not going to say please send help, but like you might consider it.
Like it's like he's starting to get a little bit winded in the middle of his sentences as he keeps getting shot.
So as I was looking at that building before, I was thinking, a stiff breeze will kind of take that down. So, all right, now here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do a kind of attack on Rithrak. I want to knock him out with Dr. Patton's patent-pending stiff BERZ, which is a balanced emergency restructuring of zone. And I'm going to have Lil Bro drop an explosive charge on him.
That doesn't sound like...
It doesn't sound like kind of an attack. Sounds like a straight-up attack.
It sounds like you're throwing a hand grenade at him.
No, little bro is throwing a hand grenade at him.
Anyway, what do I roll for that?
Oh, that sounds like Arcana to me.
I rolled the action point, because that was a 3. Alright, rolled to a fucking 1. Alright, let's do it. Sorry, Elias, you're getting kobolds.
Oh, God. Please don't hit John.
Luckily, that isn't right where John is. Or, like, luckily, that isn't right where Elias is. However, this is not going to go well.
Does that count as 2 failures?
No, it does not.
Thank fuck.
But what's going to happen here is Lil Bro is going to fly on over, going to produce this little charge out of some little compartment. You know, just gonna drop directly on to Rithrak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to explode very, very strongly.
Whoops.
How many feet does John get thrown?
At which point, John is going to get thrown promptly up, like directly up and over. Landing on the roof.
Sorry, John, too much gunpowder in that one.
Where your kobolds are currently standing, like crashing into several of them and wiping them out. Also taking out one of the rope bridges in a big old comedic whiplash fashion as it disconnects from one of the edges and then whips back around, flinging several kobolds into the sky.
Oh, crash. What the
However,
hell?
You guys look down, like, look around, and you just see Rithak just standing there. He looks down at himself, pat, 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 puts his hands up, and you're going to just hear yelling from his kobold side as he say, the dragon sides with us.
Shit. Good job, Patton.
What you just did there is you were trying to make a little you were trying to make an explosion thing there, but it was trying to be very focused, right?
Like yeah, I was just trying to knock him the fuck out.
You're trying to do a focus charge there, but you kinda did it backwards.
So I just bathed him in dragon's fire and he's good to go still.
Yeah, he got a little bit singed, but more or less is fine. Yet it's so the center of the blast was safe and everywhere else wasn't.
Oh, the gunpowder goes inside the bomb.
Well, yeah, Patton's, it was a weird, you know, magic hand grenade thing there, right?
Yeah.
With a more focused, controlled blast, except no, you did it backwards.
I discovered how not to hurt someone with a giant blast.
That's going to be useful for later, but it ain't very useful right now.
Yeah, everything but the target got blown up.
Yeah, do that to me later. I trust Patton implicitly.
Rithak is going to hold his hands up. He is going to pull out a small canister or something, dump it on himself, hold out a match, light himself on fire.
Uh-oh.
I am invincible.
Is that hurting him, or...?
Yes. Kobolds are naturally fairly fire-resistant, so he's going to keep up this facade for as long as necessary.
Someone should go put that little scamp out.
He sets himself on fire, and you can clearly see there is a moment of realization of, I am not fireproof, but another moment of realization of, I can't let my kobolds know that I'm not fireproof.
I'm fireproof enough.
Next up is going to be Elias.
Fucking fantastic. Just fantastic. Quick question. What's
they're yelling something that Jiron would understand. They're yelling something about being reborn in Dragonfire. Rithak the dragon. Rithak the dragon.
Patton, for fuck's sake. God damn it. Quick question. What's the local, like, ambient mana level like?
Mid-low.
Mid-low. I'm thinking here. They're probably ignoring the structure, like, most of the kobolds are off of it now.
Yeah, they're starting to jump off. They're starting to abandon ship.
All right. 1 second.
I mean, kind of. There's still quite a lot. Like, it's still kind of their base of operations, so.
Wait, he used Arcana last, so I can't use it now.
Yes.
Shit. So, what I want to do here, I think this would be Endurance. Would it? Well, okay, so here's the concept, is I want to use my... I want to drop into a little bit of a trance here and use my my gift of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if this is endurance, but basically I want to set Rithak on even more fire, like to the point where he's going to have to give up.
Okay, so you're just going to, if I understand this correctly, you're going to like go over and
basically like, light one of fire your hands down onto him.
Yeah, light your hands, right?
But I want to make it look like
you can't breathe fire.
I want to make it look like that's what I'm doing.
Okay, you could do that with some illusion.
Yeah.
Shit, if you basically in order to do that, you would actually need to do the straight up the straight up college dorm aerosol makeshift flamethrower.
Can I do that?
Light your hand on fire. I would assume you have some form of flammable liquid that you could,
oh yeah,
you
know, for sure,
put into your that you could put into your mouth and then spray out like a fire breather.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. All right, so but yeah, what would
you're,
I
you're
what
basically
would I roll
going
for
to try and go fire breather on them and endure the fact that you don't really know how to do this.
Yeah. But so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna aerosolize some of that liquid that I have. I don't know.
Yeah,
I've got stuff for collecting samples, getting ash.
You've got some
I got
like
burning liquids.
Some gas, some gasoline, probably some kerosene.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my gift of fire, and I'm going to quote, "Out of his mouth go burning torches, sparks of fire leap forth." And I will use endurance for this.
From the rooftop, you hear, "Stop stealing my gimmick."
Okay, that's 24.
24 total?
Oh, wait. What's my...
Hold How?
On. My endurance? No, that's a 22. Sorry.
You rolled a 19 on the die?
Yes, I did.
Jesus. Yeah, that's gonna work.
That was a long shot.
That was a very long shot.
But it was too cool Koopa. Not to, because I want to, like, literally breathe fire and be like, oh, you think you're servants of the dragon? No.
So this is, you're going to breathe fire like directly on his face, at which point he is going to like break his stoic look, start screaming, at which point several of his kobolds are going to run out with a big blanket, wrap him up and roll.
You know, Patton, I've got this feeling that my veins are filled with nothing but gasoline.
Shut up.
I assume that's like a song quote or something.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Shut up.
Okay. So I'm gonna stand and like look around at the kobolds who are around me and sort of sprout some more fire from my hand. You know, like flick some of the kerosene into the air and make little bursts of fire and tell them to stand down.
So
that should be 6 or 7 successes, right?
That is 6.
Yes.
At which point the kobolds that were being won over are going to start murmuring and yelling among each other of they work for the dragon, they become dragons. We work for the people who work for the dragons, we become half dragons. Maybe. Good enough.
Yes.
The math checks out.
They're at a university. They're smart boys.
Right. So, next up, John, you're on a roof.
Okay.
You wake up on a roof.
Why is this always got to happen to me? You are very singed.
This hurts much more than bullets.
Okay. So I wake up on a roof. Is there still, like, any fighting going on? Are there still...
Oh, yeah, tons.
Okay.
You are actually currently being carried, field medic style, by a bunch of kobolds. You wake up and you see many kobolds looking down at you.
Okay. How incapacitated am I, or am I not, like...
You're mostly just, you have the wind knocked out of
you. Okay. So I'm beaten up, but not, like, incapable of walking and shit.
Right,
because
right.
I landed on a roof and not the ground, which probably would have pulverized my bones.
Yeah, you basically got, you know, you got trampoline bounced up to it and then just kind of landed.
I'm going to roll Intimidate on all of the warring kobolds in the area near me.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be, but if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. He is a servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. I rolled like shit. Why does this keep happening to me? This is like what the third or fourth time I rolled under a 10 today. I got 14 total.
14 total?
I don't think that worked.
Do you have an action point left?
No, I used it already when I rolled a 2.
Fuck.
Yeah, I rolled a 1, 2, and a 4 today. Literally nothing I could do about it.
You also crit, didn't you?
Yep.
Don't fucking matter.
Da-da-da.
That's 3 failures.
Da-da-da.
Oh, well.
Da-da-da. Da 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 failure.
No. No.
So
I think this is the first skills challenge we failed.
Yes. Again, you're yelling all of this in common.
I just want to scare him.
The little translator kobold, right, is also now on the roof, and you hear him yell some things at the other kobolds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to have taken that as a threat against them directly.
So during the Civil War, there was some really bloody battle in which one side was not facing good odds, but they hadn't broken yet. And some group of people ran back for more ammunition for, like, their cannons, and someone else saw them and went, oh shit, they're retreating, and they ran away. And then everyone ran away. Just a fun little Civil War fact.
Yeah, that's basically what's happening right now, is they're starting to scatter. The goblins under the control here of Rithak are going to shout out, they're fleeing! Victory! Rithak the dragon!
But I just melted his face off. He got rolled up in a blanket.
You look back over at Rithak. He is back on the chair and he is being held up again. And he's sitting back there with, like, the one hand on his chin. Like, with that same smug look as before.
God damn it.
All right, Patton, I don't know about you, but I think it's time to look for an exit strategy. I'm just going to dip right on into it, and I'm just going to disappear into the truck.
So,
this isn't
you got a couple
it's,
options.
It's a here. Failed skills challenge. It's not a complete failure.
Right. All that means is that you didn't resolve this situation in this way. Your kobolds are cowering, but they still seem like they would be receptive. You have options here. They just aren't as clean.
How high up is the roof I'm on?
Fairly. Let me actually go down to street level. Oh, not very high at all, actually. Only like one story. Yeah, they're all like one story buildings. So you're about like 10 feet up.
How hard would it be to take on that one kobold whose name I can never remember and all the guys around him in a fist fight?
Fairly hard.
Okay. How hard would it be for all of us to take them on?
Medium.
I like those odds.
But you think you just want to fucking punch him?
I'm just going to beat him up.
John, are you going to jump off the top rope?
I mean, I'd like to.
Okay.
I mean, that does seem like a thing, John.
I'm going to communicate
situation.
With people first.
All right.
Communicate through punches.
Okay, guys, I think we lost this here Civil War. We should probably just beat up... What's his name?
Rithrak.
Rithrak.
Thank you, Pat. We should probably just beat up Rithrak.
One more card up my sleeve here, John.
At this point, At this point, does John just jump off
the fucking Jerry just room? Said one more card in his sleeve. I'm ready to. Cracking my knuckles and everything.
Be ready, but we're not doing that yet. I'm gonna just hop on out of the truck.
His kobolds are starting to assemble themselves as Rithak is beginning to shout some orders, which Giron is going to understand as being orders to round up the deserters and to capture the prisoners. They seem to think that you are their prisoners now.
That's adorable.
Well, they said they want to take our place under Red, right?
Yes.
All right. Time to bullshit. Alrighty.
They're kobolds. You don't have to get like super cerebral with them.
Oh yeah, I know. I don't have to try really hard, but I'm lying to them. Anyway, I'm going to saunter on okay. over to Rithak.
What? Okay, you're going to saunter on over, at which point you're going to be swarmed by kobolds who are going to just be like, who are just going to like rifle butt to your knee over and over.
Off the top rope. If you just
walk up.
That is really annoying. Oof.
No, it's not annoying. You're being swarmed by kobolds. You can't walk through it.
Oh, okay.
John just shouted off the top rope. He's looking at you.
Okay. So as Giron walks into the crowd, attempting to be diplomatic, at which point he promptly gets just rifle butts to every square inch of his body. Just, now, gentlemen, I believe you. Ow, 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 ow.
Oh, God, my face.
It's like being assaulted by, like, 12-year-olds, but, like, a lot of them.
Can I, like...
At a certain point, they're going to take you down. So... John, please give me an athletics check for what you just did.
Hell yeah. 23. Or no, wait, 24.
24?
Yeah, I got 10
so
in that.
John is going to yell off the top rope, and you're going to see
hold on.
A green streak.
Don't
fly
ruin this for me.
The air.
No, I'm not ruining it.
Okay,
I'm helping.
Okay.
I'm next,
okay.
Right next to Rithak.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought you were going to point out that there's no way John would know what off the top rope is.
No. God, no.
Thank he you. Would.
He would.
That, okay. John actually would.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I don't see
John's
how.
Kind of a nerd.
What I want to do is I want to roll to help.
Okay.
Like,
sure.
Ideally, I'd like to use acrobatics to quickly flip behind Rithak and push him into John to make sure that he gets flattened.
Sure.
Yeah, so I'm rolling acrobatics to, like, grab Rithak real quick, like, you know, possibly bait him into swinging at me or something, and then just get him right into John's path so he doesn't Ooh. Miss. Yeah, that's 19.
Okay, so that assists.
Yeah.
That's like a 27.
So that's going to be like a 25 total, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you guys are going to just see Elias is going to flip behind Rithak, spin the chair,
yeah,
right? And then quickly, you know, like kick a couple of the kobolds who are holding the chair up out of the way. So the chair just falls, clatters to the ground, spins, and Rithak looks right up as he sees John. What are you going for, an elbow drop?
Yes, most certainly.
Oh, as John is going to just go for a flying elbow drop as you just see a green streak plant the solidest elbow into this kobold's face, at which point the chair is going to go sliding at a very, very high speed into that wall, into that like spiked wall that the kobolds are currently lowering, is going to ramp off of it a bit. And you're going to just see Rithak clatter, 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 clatter off into the ground somewhere, at which point kobolds are going to swarm him, prop him back up. He is clearly unconscious.
I'll show you a failed skills chance.
And they're going to yell, attack! And roll me initiative.
Well, that right there is what we in the business like to call Revival, Episode 38. My name's Ted. As you can tell, I play Dr. Pat Normstrom. You can find the rest of the cast and crew. You can find Tim, who plays John, Michael, who plays Elias, Dan, who plays the Dungeon Master, and Matt, who plays Geron Falatek. You can find all of us in the Discord. You can also find the show in general on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play. You can find links to all those over on the website, which is letmetellyouabout.com. or lmtya.com, or even let me tell you about .moe. You can find us on Twitter at letmetellyoupd. A little bit of a shorter episode this time, as we just kind of had to cover the skills challenge here, but next week we'll roll right on into combat, and it's going to be a whole bunkle of fun. A whole bunkle. So I'll see you guys next week with more Revival.